And hello everyone, welcome back. You are still listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This is DJ Sam, I am, and you have been listening to Green Eggs and Ham. You just heard Long Island City, Here I Come, new track by Geese. Before it was Between Days by Red House Painters. Then was Texas Man, Abducted by Aliens for Outer Space, Joyride, new track by Yola Tango. And then that was, the first one was Cow by Sparkle Horse. Hope you enjoyed today's set. I'll be back next week. Thank you all for tuning in. Peace, and have a great rest of your day. Bye now.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey, WRUV listeners. Are you an avid walker? Do you take time out of your day to stretch your legs and get outside other than in your commute or trip to run errands? If not, you should consider taking more time out of each day to go for a walk. Researchers at Harvard University recently discovered 5 facts about the benefits of walking.
Good morning, WREV. You're listening to 90.1 WREV. The time is 8:03 a.m. This is the Asteroid Belt. I will be your host for the next hour. I'm DJ Stardust. We're going to get right into it with an artist that has been played multiple times before, and this is Still Young by Inhaler.
I met you on a Sunday and promised not to rain. The sky would open up over our parade. There's a stillness to the night and a likeness to an image. Even after all these years, your heart's still in it. Heard the screech of victory and you call me alive. No smoke before a fire and the flames went higher. Cause we're still I don't remember what it meant to me. I liked it where I was.
Shake me, love. Shake me, love. A Sunday afternoon, shopping at the Kaboom for useless things to fill my room. I wanted to change. Talk a lot.
that last song we just heard was Talks a Lot by The Balancing Act. Before that, we had Shake Me by The Happy Fits, Habit by Dafo, and Still Young by Inhaler. So it's our first break in the show, which means we have a little public service announcement, and this one is going to be brought to you by one of the wonderful training DJs here at the station.
Have you ever been away from home, not a water fountain in sight, not a dollar in your pocket, and thirsty? You should consider bringing a water bottle with you. Staying hydrated is super important to your health and well-being, and having a water bottle on hand is a great way to ensure your body gets all the water it needs. Plus, you'll save money and the environment by not buying disposable water bottles. And you can decorate your water bottle in cool ways, so next time you're out and about, bring a water bottle. This message is brought to you by your water-sipping DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Perfect. Thank you so much for reading that. I love my water bottle. I have an Owala here with me, not in the station, but back at my dorm. All right, so a little public service announcement, and then we're going to move on. Our next song is a song that is, it's kind of funny, actually. If you know who Gracie Abrams is, if you happen to know that name, she has a girl that helps her write her music and actually has written a lot of her songs that a lot of people don't know. Also the sister to Malcolm Todd, fun fact. And her name is Audrey Hober, and this is her song, Sue Me.
Couple soldier, another soldier. Go ahead and kill me. Just be sure that you're on time to your next two appointments. Caroline, amber hair and big blue eyes, locks herself behind the light and spins her favorite records. Cause she's got some dreams in her heart. She just needs somewhere to start. I don't wanna be the one to tell you. You don't need to be the last to know. Got big dreams and an attitude. Everything you need, what you need to do is go. Just go. Take you far. Pick up your guitar and tell me why you're so frustrated.
Yeah.
All right, that last song we just heard was It's Only Right by Wallows. Then we had Kill Me by Hayley Williams, Caroline by Bristen Maroney, and Sue Me by Audrey Hilbert. So, it's halfway through the show, so if you've been here before, you know that means it's time for news and weather. And I looked for quite a long time to find a happy news article and was not able to do so. But at least this one's sad. Well, not at least it's sad, but at least it's relevant to me and some people. This one is from Michael Paulson. It's by the New York Times, and it's called Broadway Could Face a Strike This Fall. Here's What You Need to Know. Broadway is facing a possible strike this fall as two of its major labor unions, the one representing actors and stage managers and the one representing musicians, are simultaneously in negotiations for new contracts within the industry's commercial producers. On Wednesday, a mediator will begin to try to broker a deal between Actors Equity Association and the Broadway League, which represent producers and theater owners. The two sides have met 11 times since August, and Equity has begun collecting signatures from its members on cards that say, "If the time comes, I'm ready to strike." The American Federation of Musicians, Local 802, said it expected to announce Wednesday night that it would hold a strike authorization vote in which union leaders will seek permission from members to call a strike if the leadership deems it necessary. The musicians have another bargaining session scheduled for next Tuesday. Broadway box office grosses last season reached a record high, fueled by a handful of starry plays, and a union member say that should make it possible to increase their compensation and benefits packages, but post-pandemic musicals have been falling at a stunningly high rate, and producers say they must control costs to stabilize the industry. Both unions say they are frustrated with the slow pace of progress in their talks, and on Friday, they began collecting signatures for an online petition expressing support for union members. The potential for a strike is already attracting attention from Congress. Representative Chelly Pingree, a Maine Democrat, has been gathering signatures from her colleagues on a letter that is expected to be sent Wednesday night, warning a strike would cause economic damage for workers and businesses, and urging the parties to reach an agreement. So that is kind of crazy, and I do want to note that not all shows will close, just certain shows if they do go on strike. It's obviously not set in stone yet, but I think that's just an important thing to be aware of and how important art is and live music and the arts in general. And on a happier note, the weather. It's cold. If you're in Burlington, today's really cold. It's a high of 53, a low of 34. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are all sunny, mainly in the 60s. Next week we see a little bit of rain, but hopefully that will change. But it doesn't look like we're getting any more of that really hot weather, which for me is a good thing. Walking here today was pretty cold, but I would take that any day over like sweating and stuff. So a win is a win, I guess. Okay, so moving on from all of that I just said, our next song is by an artist who just released an album, and I said it last week, it's my album of the year, I know it is. This one is by Olivia Dean, and it's called Baby Steps.
In the review, you're closer than you are, and truth for worlds apart. I used to be near you. When I'm down to 10%, and you plug me straight back in. Now there's no one to text when the plane lands, or to call when it's taking off. Right now. Gonna love itself. I'm taking but baby steps.
say out loud. Can you just spell it? How? Let me see clearly. Talk about wasted youth. Can you tell me the truth? Am I running, running, running out? I'm running out of time.
That last song we just heard was Slow Dance by Calero. Then before that, When She Calls My Name by Georgia Parker, Wasted Youth by Mitchie, and Baby Steps by Olivia Dean. So now we have a little underwriting thing for you, a little shout out. Are you looking for genuine food, friendly faces, and a bright, welcoming space? Deep City serves up breakfast and lunch with fresh ingredients next to Burlington's Waterfront Park. Whether you're here for brunch with friends or a solo seat at the bar, Deep City is a place for everyone. Find out more at deepcityvt.com. Little shout out for that. Also shout out, yesterday we did Exposure and we had this band on. They were called Spatic. They were really good. Their music isn't on Spotify, but you should definitely go follow them on Instagram so we can get their music on Spotify because it was amazing. So we have a few more songs until the show ends. This next one is by RC Drive, who I actually saw open for Flip Turn last year at Higher Ground. And I think they're coming to Higher Ground in a few weeks. So if you like this next song, maybe you should go. And maybe I will go too. I don't have a ticket yet, but I'm considering. This one's called Time Shrinks.
Young mind mistaken, comparing how he's shaping from his past. It's gone so fast. From kissing and fear queens, our summertime identities don't last. No, they don't last. And as our time shrinks, I just wanna keep you in this fire. I like you from your hair ties to your shoelace. And if it takes just a little heartache, it'll be alright. And if it takes just a really long way to see it dry. Cause if it's you who's down the line, well, that's alright. Thank you.
Watch my ass turning red. enough of saving faith, saying grace, my mind, something's gotta break.
All right, that was Santa Fe by Bo Staloch. Then As You Please by the 4411, Time Shrinks by RC Drive. And that was it for that last set, just three songs. So the time is now 8:58 a.m. You've been listening to 90.1 WAV FM Burlington. This has been the Asteroid Belt. I've been your host, DJ Stardust. And you can tune in again next Thursday, 8 to 9, same time, same place. And I hope to see you then.